let's keep going with our buying process. Today we're going to look at presenting the offer and what comes next for you as a buyer once that offer is accepted. So let's assume we found a home that we like, we're ready to make an offer. Along with the contract that your buyer's agent will submit to the seller's agent, we also need to provide earnest money. And what this signals to the seller is that you're serious about purchasing this home, and as a representation of that seriousness, you're going to make what amounts to a deposit. This money will be credited to you, of course, at closing. My recommendation is 1% of the sales price. So if you are purchasing a $200,000 home, be comfortable with writing a check for $2,000 so that we can present that once the offer is accepted. So keep that in mind as you are planning for buying the home. Not only will you need, of course, your down payment money that you would have worked out or discussed as you were talking about a mortgage, but we're going to need earnest money. And then once the offer is accepted and we are ready to move forward, you'll need to get the home inspected. And so that inspection cost is also going to be the responsibility of the buyer. That is generally a few hundred dollars, $300, $400 as well. We need this inspection report so that you as the buyer can be confident about, you know, the condition of the home that you are purchasing. And so it'll be a pretty extensive report, 30, 40, you know, I've seen even 50-page inspection reports. Don't be intimidated by that. Don't, you know, feel nervous that you got a 40-page report. There must be something wrong. Probably not. Your home inspector is looking at all of the systems of the home, the roof, the grounds of the home, making sure that the value, you know, is there for you as you are purchasing this home. As a result of the inspection report, as the buyer taking a look at that, you can say to the seller, hey, I would like to have the screens replaced on the home, or I feel like, you know, the back door, the inspector said, was wobbly, I'd like to have that replaced. Make a list of things that you would like the seller to take care of prior to your taking possession of the home. Your agent will present those to the listing agent will talk with his seller about it, and you know, some negotiation will occur as to whether those repairs will be made, in fact, before you take possession, whether the seller will estimate the cost and perhaps provide a credit to you at closing so that you can take care of those. But please do look closely at the listing report, work with your agent to make recommendations so that you feel really confident going into this home purchase. Your seller, of course, wants you to be happy once the sale to complete. So generally, sellers are pretty amenable to reasonable requests based on the inspection report. Once the home is inspected during the due diligence period, if in fact you find that, you know what, there's too many things going on with this house and I would rather not purchase it, then you do have that option to pull out of the deal during that due diligence period. It's very important, of course, that you get the inspection as early as possible in that period, which ranges, you know, 7 to 10 days, so that you have time to look at the report, review it, and then have the necessary back and forth. Let's assume, though, that we got the inspection report, repairs have been agreed to, and now we are moving into the phase where your finances will be scrutinized by the bank and we'll get ready for underwriting, which moves us that much closer to closing. So we'll talk about that in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. Andrea Morgan, your favorite buyer's agent.